Social media. Oh my goodness. What are you going to do? Social media. It has given everyone a platform to be an expert. But it got me thinking, how does social media affect the five mindsets of men? And I mean, really, if you don't know who you are, social media can really mess you up. And maybe you're thinking, I don't even know what the five mindsets of men are. Well, guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer! Yeah, there was no podcast on Monday because July 4th rolled from Sunday to Monday. And I was honestly, I was confused. In fact, I didn't even get the trash out yesterday because I was thinking it was Saturday and it wasn't. It was actually Monday because Sunday was supposed to be celebrated on Saturday, but it was on Monday, so we celebrated it on Sunday. Sorry. It's on me. But I'm going to make up for it. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. It's funny, I miss a podcast and all of a sudden people email me. So, hey, great way to stay in touch. Thanks. When I make a mistake, I can get that from my wife. Well, I'm just kidding. Hey, you want to reach out to me, that's how you do it. Also, do you need a website? And who doesn't need a website today? Check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. He will do you right. Also, supplements. Man, this summer has been brutal. If you do any type of exercise or into any type of health and fitness, take your little fanny over to WellBuiltSupplements.com. Check out all the stuff they have. And also, when you buy something, type in WellBuilt TDA to get 15% off. So we're going to start a little series here, five-part series. It should be called a mini-series because it's five parts. Anyway, and these are mindsets. So we're going to talk about mindsets. Garth, where did you get these mindsets? I just sat on it for a while, thought about it, took some notes. I think I was around 32 years of age when I realized I'd never really truly studied me. And you know, I've always been a voracious reader, but I never found any books out there on Garth Heckman. So I started to really dig into who I was, what my motivation was in life. I want to know, you know, how I thought, why I thought that way, how I acted, why I acted that way. Where did it all come from? You know the old saying, an unexamined life is not worth living. I really took that to heart, and it did me a tremendous amount of good. And so with that, I want to cover the five mindsets. Look, there might be six, there might be seven, but these are the five main mindsets that I see. And again, as we opened up, everything that social media has to say, if you don't know what mindset you are, how to look at it, how to operate it, how to make it better, it can really do you in. So what are the five mindsets? Number one is wiener, then there's whiner, then there's wanker, then there's warrior, and then there's winner. And before you go, oh man, I want to be warrior, I want to be winner, guess what? They all have good, they all have bad, we'll get there. But today, we're going to cover the wiener mindset. Look, even if you looked at all the ingredients in a hot dog and thought, well, I'm not sure what all this is, but it sounds okay and it tastes pretty good. Guess what? You would be disgusted to actually know what those ingredients really are. Big words to cover up a lot of crap. It's filled with meaningless waste product and filler. Truth is, you could put just about anything in a wiener and it could be deemed acceptable. This mindset shouldn't be called a mindset, but rather a mind shift, and you can leave the F out if you want. Look, this person listens to everyone. They take in everything. Insecure, easily wavers whenever challenged. They typically agree with the loudest voice in their head or in the room until someone louder shows up. They lack enough self-esteem or confidence to think for themselves, and most likely, they were the kids in a family who had parents do all their thinking for them, made all their decisions for them. They fear failing, but not as much as they fear not being accepted. Man, what a terrible mix. Some just lack the experiences how to even find checks and balances in how to make a decision. I mean, they weren't even given the skills to make a decision. That's why they're so dependent on other people. So you go, well, Garth, what do I do if this is me? I mean, I kind of feel like this is kind of me. I mean, I hope not, but Look, the truth is these five mindsets, all of us are a little bit of all of them, but we typically have one that we operate mostly in. So to all of us, start by asking yourself a few questions. First, if I make my own decision and I'm wrong, what is the worst that can happen? Will I die? Will I get blackballed? Will my parents hate me? Look, let's be real just for a second. Not much of anything will really happen that you can't overcome. So, second question is, why do you care what people think? Look, if I'm going to invest my whole life savings, I should probably worry about what my investor thinks and whether he thinks my Freezy Pop stand's a good idea. However, again, most decisions are not that major and don't need the utmost expert advice. Most decisions, we don't need to listen to every voice in the room or on the internet or in our head. If you are simply doing what others say to do to avoid criticism or failure, it's going to happen regardless. So you might as well go ahead and make your own decision and be criticized for at least being real and genuine, not only just making what some would say is the wrong decision. Final thought, start by making small decisions that you know might not sit well with others. What do I mean? Well, you know, deep down there are decisions that you want to make, but it's just going to rub people the wrong way. You don't want to deal with what they have to say. And look, let's throw out a couple examples. Like, let's say like not going to your parents for Thanksgiving and Christmas, or not going out with the boys and dropping money on drinks you don't have and you don't need. Start small. Stretch and see just how good it feels to not be a whiner, to make a few decisions where people disagree. They might even tell you to your face. They might tell you on social media. Your boss or other employees you work with might show a little disgust, or your parents might say, well, that seems selfish. Look, don't take in everything everyone says. You're an adult. Act like one and consider the source. And by the way, when you get to heaven, God's not going to ask you why you were not more like your neighbor, Todd. Todd's a jerk anyway. He's going to ask why you weren't more like you. Quit doing what everybody else tells you to do. Galatians 6:7, talk about a wiener verse. I mean, for those who are wieners, God says, do not be deceived, or Paul says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Let me put it to you this way. What are you eating in life right now? I mean, what are you eating financially, physically, mentally, spiritually? What I mean by that is, whatever you've been feeding and sowing into your mind is now what you're eating financially. It's what you're eating physically. It's what you're eating mentally. It's what you're eating spiritually. If you then are sowing well, then you're eating well in all of those areas. If you're sowing in God's word and godly advice, guess what? You're probably doing pretty good. Even if it's hard right now, you're probably doing pretty good. But if not, then it is time to start eating right. It's time to start sowing right into every area of your life. And don't let every voice or every text or every social media speak into your life. In fact, block 99.99% out of it and only sow the word of God and a couple truly godly friends into your life. Sow the best into your life. Don't be a wiener. This is Garth Heckman at the David Lyons. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.